There we go.
That's one of them that's got to be pushed so many times or it doesn't work. I was astonished when you said you don't know why you kept going back to that verse. The Lord took me to Psalms 139 for today, and I thought, well, that's pretty cool that He was preparing the way for what He's got to say to the church today. I've entitled the message today, Who You're Going to Call. I've just been, you know, God is so good, and I've been reading in the Psalms in my dailies is why I went to the Psalms, I think, and because God directed me there. But the key verse for today that I'm going to use is a verse from 138 in Psalms. So if you want to turn there to 138 and 139, we're going to be there a little later on today. But the key verse is verse 3 of 138. It says, "When I called, You answered. You made me bold and stout-hearted," and stout-hearted is "with strength in my soul." I mean, you made me bold, and You made me with strength in my soul. And that's how it is with God. He's there. When we call to Him, He answers us. He says, "I will answer you." And we're going to end up going back to Genesis, to Jacob's life there. But before we do, let's just go to the Lord in prayer and ask that He'll have His way today. Father, I thank You for all that You do for us, with us. Thank You, Lord, for directing us here at Open Arms. And Lord, I just thank You for what Paul shared this morning and how You've just tied things together, and that's awesome, Lord. We thank You for that. And Lord, now as I bring the message that You put in my heart, I ask that You'll speak through me, that I won't get in Your way, but that I'll allow You to do what You want to do here today. Give us ears to hear, Lord, what You're saying to the church today. In Jesus' name, amen. Tanny and Shirley, it's awesome to have you with us today. When I saw you come in, it just put a smile on my face to see you again. It's just good to see you guys and know that you're doing well. So God bless you. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 35. Genesis 35, and then if you want to just put a marker in there in Psalms, well, we'll be coming back there, finishing up in the Psalms then. But I wanted to use an example of someone who also called to the Lord, and God heard him. God answered him. And this is the story of Jacob as he returns to Bethel. As you know, Jacob is the man who had the 12 sons, 12 tribes of Israel. And I'm going to just begin in verse 1 there of chapter 35. It says, "Then God said to Jacob, 'Go up to Bethel and settle there, and build an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother Esau.'" So if you remember, Jacob and Esau were twin brothers. Jacob stole his birthright and from his brother, and because Esau was the eldest, but he ended up not getting the blessing because Jacob got that as well. So Jacob feared for his life, and he went and ran away just to get away from him, because he was afraid that he was going to be killed. And so he went and stayed away for a while. And so Jacob now is returning to Bethel. He said, "Go back there." And so Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, "Get rid of the foreign gods you have with you, and purify yourselves, and change your clothes." So even then, as it is today, we have to get rid of our foreign gods, don't we? We've all, I guess, been at the place where we had something that was above God, and that's not right. We need to get rid of the gods that are in our lives besides the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says, "Then come, let us go up to Bethel, where I will build an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and who has been with me wherever I have gone." As I've been sharing with Stan, you know, he's had days, he said, where he just doesn't feel like God hears him, and I've been there. Probably all of you have been there. Had days that you cry out to God. You weep and you cry out to God, and it feels like He's not listening. But that's one of the reasons that I wanted to share with you today, that when we call to Him, He'll answer us. He does answer us. And I guess you know that now. He answers us. Doesn't always answer us in the way we want, and probably that's good. I remember that song of "Thank God for Unanswered Prayers," and there's times when it's better that He answers differently than we ask, isn't it? Sometimes we really don't know what we're asking for, but God knows what's best for us, and He does answer in the way that will be good for us. So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods that they had, and the rings in their ears. And Jacob buried them under the oak at Shechem. Then they set out, and the terror of God fell upon the towns all around them, so that no one pursued them. Jacob and all the people with him came to Luz, and that is Bethel, in the land of Canaan. And there he built an altar. He called the place El Bethel, that is, the God of Bethel, because it is there that God revealed Himself to him when he was fleeing from his brother. So this is the place that Jacob went, and where he slept and had the dream of the ladder. And there he said he put up a memorial to God and named the place Bethel. So that's where he was passing back through this same country and came to the same spot. It says, "Now Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died and was buried under the oak tree below Bethel. So it was named Allen Bacchath." It means the oak of weeping. After Jacob returned from Padan Aram, God appeared to him again and blessed him. And God said to him, "Your name is Jacob, but you will no longer be called Jacob. Your name will be Israel." So he named him Israel. And so that's where Jacob got his new name. And that's why he is the father of the Israelites, the 12 tribes of Israel. And then in verse 15, it says, Jacob called the place where God had talked with him Bethel, which means the house of God. So where do we have our house of God? Where do all of you have a place that you like to go when you spend your quiet time with the Lord? You know, there's one place in the Word He talks about us going to our prayer closet. I normally am at the same place every day when I'm having my daily time with the Lord. It's just where I spend my time with the Lord. And it's awesome to have a place, a house of God, a Bethel of our own, where when we call to Him, He says He'll answer. He'll come to us and then talk to us and share with us. Now, well, let's go back over to Psalms. I'm going to be in 138 and 139. And as Paul showed you a little bit, 139 talks about how God made us, how He knows us. He knows all about us and who we are, what we're going to do. I just wanted to share some of those things with you, because who better to go to when we need something than the guy who knows us better than anybody else? God knows us better than anybody else. In Psalms 138, I want to begin there with verse 7. It says, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, You preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. So even if we just stop with those three verses today, how powerful those three verses are. Because it doesn't matter what we walk through, he is there with us. It says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand you save me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hand. And then both of these are Psalms of David, and I don't know if you've paid attention to the Psalms, how many of them that David wrote, but there's a lot of them. Apparently David had a lot of trouble in his life, and as you read through the story of David, back in the Old Testament, he was always fleeing from somebody or hiding from Saul or going to war with somebody, and so he needed the Lord a lot in his life, just as we do. And he begins with in 139, where he says, "O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me." He knows us better than anybody else, doesn't he? "You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar." You know that God knows what you're thinking? We've got to be careful what we're thinking about, don't we? We have to be careful what we're thinking about. "You discern my going out, my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways." He knows all about us. "Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord." So, think about that for a minute. And then something happens and all of a sudden you say something that maybe you shouldn't, something that you used to say before you were saved and when you walked in that kind of a life. And but before a word is on my tongue, he knows it completely. He knows what's going to come out of my mouth because it's what's in my heart. Because our mouth speaks out of the abundance of our heart. "You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain." It's hard to even imagine that, isn't it? Hard to think about that God knows what we're going to say before we say it. He knows our hearts. He knows what's on the inside of us. And that knowledge, it said, is too wonderful for me, David says. So it says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in the depths, you're there. There you are. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. Thank you that you have me in the palm of your hand." Hallelujah. "If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day. For darkness is as light to you." And then the verse that Paul used, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know them full well. My frame is not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Hallelujah. I don't know how anybody can say that a baby inside of a woman is not alive, is not a part of God's plan. How can our country go on killing millions and millions of babies? It's sad. Because the days ordained for us were... He wrote them in a book before it started. before we even were started. It's just... What a plan he has for us. And that Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have made for you. Plans to prosper you. And I don't have it memorized, but that's part of it. He's got a purpose for all of us. I don't know how many of you remember the book by... Warren, that purpose-driven life, I think it's called, or something like that. He has a purpose for all of us. He has a plan for us, and we're all to fit into that plan. And these next verses are also, it says, how precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you would slay the wicked, O God. Away from me, you bloodthirsty men. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord, and abhor those who rise up against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. And these last verses of Psalm 139 are just special to me because God says for me to, he said, search me, O God. David's telling the Lord to search me and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any evil or offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. So a God who knows me as well as this psalm says he does, why would I not call unto him when I have a problem? Why would I not first go to the Father who knows me better than anyone else? And he knows my thoughts. When he was teaching him to pray and talking about prayer in the Word of God, he says that he knows what we're going to ask before we come to him, but still he wants us to ask. He wants us to be persistent and keep on coming, come and ask again, and until he gives us what we need. Keep on asking. Don't be afraid to go and call unto the Lord. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you don't know. So he'll even teach us things that we don't know if we'll just ask him. Go and ask. So when you call today, when you come to the Father and ask him, just know that he's going to answer. Know that he's going to show you great and mighty things that you don't know. There's one place in the Word that says that he'll give us the desires of our heart. That's why it's so important that our desires are on him, because he gives us our desires. He's the one that made us. He's the one that designed us. That's why he gives us wisdom and knowledge above all else. Does anybody have a testimony this morning? That is all the Lord gave me to share this morning. We've got a little time. We don't have to go yet. We can. Anybody have a testimony this morning that you'd like to share what God has been doing, what God is doing in your lives this morning? Kenny, I'm going to give you this because we're recording.
Okay. As most of you know, I usually don't need the microphone. I got a loud mouth. It's what I've always been told. Part of it is my ears get stopped up and I can't hear what I'm saying, so I speak louder so I can hear myself, and everybody else starts going to the other end of the room. But most of you know us, but we haven't been here for a while. We've been going through some physical trials and some mental trials, and I was pretty well bedbound, and it was quite a struggle for Shirley. She has a bad back right now, and she was having to take care of me and try and do stuff around the house. And I was getting frustrated and feeling inadequate as a man because I wasn't able to get up and do things. I'd get up and go to the bathroom, and then as soon as I got up, I'd have to go back and lay down again. And the Lord's brought us through that. And I've been up for about a month, month and a half now, and I've been slowly been able to stay up longer and longer and do things, and I'm finally doing things around the house that haven't been done for a couple of years. But I want to praise the Lord for that, because I've come a long ways. I've one of the biggest things I've had to deal with is my pride and how the Lord's been dealing with that. You know, us guys, we tend to have pride in being able to do things and lift things, and my shoulders have gone bad on me, and my mind went bad about 25 years ago, and I lost most of my memory, and that was my biggest pride at the time, was my memory. And it's really strange how the Lord takes you through things and teaches you, hey, this isn't what I'm about. This isn't what you're about. You're here to glorify me, and you need to focus on that. And that's what I've been trying to do, is focus on the Lord. Excuse me, look, my voice goes out every once in a while, and I don't have my thing to turn off my stimulator. I guess what I'm trying to say is that no matter what trial you're going through, the point is that the Lord isn't necessarily going to take you away from the trial. The Lord is going to bring you through it. And how do you get brought through is you. It's like the old saying, you know, it isn't the life that's important, it's how you live the life. Well, it's how you deal with life is what the Lord is looking for. He's looking for a way to show you how to deal with life as he would deal with it. Because he doesn't promise us not to have trials. He promises to get us through the trials. And that's what I look forward to, because as when I'm sick, that's when I turn to the Lord more. And as much as I hate being sick, I love that I'm able to get closer to the Lord, because I need him more. And when I need him more, I seek him more. And when I seek him more, I get closer to him. I talk to him more. So I know all of you have trials, big and small. And even though life seems to be going on fine for you at times, that's the time you should be saying, thank you, Lord. Because even though you go through trials, you're supposed to thank the Lord. You forget it when everything's going good and you're saying, look how good I'm doing, look how good I'm doing. Well, it's the Lord that's doing it for you. It's the Lord that's bringing you through things. It's the Lord that gives us life. It's the Lord that gave me this body. I know it's not much to look at right now, but I used to be slimmer. You know, I gained a lot of weight when I was in bed. I still got another 40 pounds to go to get back to where I was before I got sick. And I've come off 30 pounds in the last couple of months. So, you know, you can go through a lot. But God gave me a great body. You guys were talking about your bodies. We're wonderfully made. Just wonderfully made. We have cells that actually attach themselves to other cells. And they're the glue that hold us together that the Bible talks about. We're held together by God. And without him, we fall apart. That's physically. Well, what about mentally? With Adam, we fall apart. So that's what I want to say is my testimony, is that God has brought us through so much. And we want to thank you for all your prayers and all your care about us. Because not all of you knew about it. Every once in a while we'd send in a prayer request. But I want to thank you all and thank God most of all.
Thank you, brother. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. All the time. He is good. Praise band can come on up. If anybody needs prayer this morning, I welcome you. Come up and we'll pray with you. If there's anybody that's not never been saved, never walked with the Lord, and you'd like to be a child of the King, I come up and we'll do that with you. If anybody needs a copy of God's Word, I've got a testament here that I'd like to give to somebody. So if anybody needs that, come and get it as well. So, glory to God. Let's sing and pray with you.
Holy name, sing like never.
So keep Tenny and Shirley in your prayers. Shirley has some back problems that she's dealing with. So let's put them on our prayer list this week and pray for them daily. And Lord bless you. It's been a good day. Have a rest of the day. Enjoy your day. And God bless you. Father, we thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you, Lord, for making us so wonderfully. Father, that you know us better than anybody else. So Father, we call unto you knowing that you'll answer. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah. jewelry. We're going to be in so much trouble.